unidentified gunman killed a top Nigerian Muslim cleric as he led morning prayers today. Ustaf Jafar Adam was killed along with his second-in-command in the northern city of Kano. Adam was a prominent member of Sunni Islam's strict Wahhabi sect in Nigeria, which had accused the Kano state authorities of failing to implement Islamic Sharia law properly. It was unclear if the killings were related to elections that begin tomorrow, with voting for state legislators and governors, followed a week later with the presidential and federal parliament polls. The head of the Diocese of Jos in northern Nigeria is Archbishop Ignatius Ayokayema. He told Philippa Hitchin the bishops are concerned about government interference, but optimistic that public pressure will help to ensure the success of these elections.
We are concerned. We keep our fingers crossed. We keep praying and hoping the best will come. But definitely you have some money bags who are bent on using their huge financial resources to influence the voting, and you can't rule out rigging, you can't rule out many things. But we have been telling our people to open their eyes, to go out and vote, and stick around. We have election monitors. I think the number up to 30,000 that the Catholic Church is preparing to go around and ensure that things are done decently.
You've asked people to pray for peace, haven't you, around these elections? I mean, are you worried about the possibility of violence?
You can't exclude the possibility of violence at such times, because for many politicians, it's a do or die matter. Election is access to political power. When you capture political power in many countries of Africa, you have access to all the wealth and you can do what you want to do with the wealth. And this is very unfortunate. Rather than see power as an instrument of service to the poor, the common good and so on, it's meant for personal consumption and lavish lifestyle. We are worried, but as I said, we are optimistic.